Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Well, Vinny, I know you knew this was coming. The announcement official yesterday. How are you feeling about Tom Brady retiring from football professionally?
I feel a little indifferent about it. I knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not really emotional about it, even though, if you want my honesty, last week when he made some announcement on a podcast, he referenced Kobe Bryant.
Right.
And I cried.
You mentioned that.
When I read that.
And you then posted the photo on your Facebook page, which I may have to share.
No, that's not from that.
Oh, it's not.
That photo of me crying is from years ago.
Wait a second. How many times do you cry? Do you take a picture of yourself every time you're crying?
I've only got one picture of me crying.
Well, you told me last week when you were crying during the podcast, you also took a photo of that.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Well, that's two times then.
I think he's going through the stages of grief.
Sure.
You know, there's denial, there's acceptance, there's anger. He's gone through all of that now.
Uh-huh.
And now he's okay. It's maybe this is why you were off yesterday, because you knew that yesterday was the day that Thomas was going to make it official.
I had a gut feeling.
Hmm. Was there something to do? I thought I read that he was trying to postpone the announcement of the retirement because there was money attached to it. Is that accurate?
Yeah, people were saying that. I'm not sure even how true that is.
Oh, okay.
But basically, if he would have waited another few weeks, he could have gotten like a $15, or not $15, $15.
Just little people. That's amazing.
Little gift card.
Like 15,000 or 15 million or something.
Well, yeah, that's a big difference. 15,000, 15 million.
One of them.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of money. That's a lot.
But he decided not to wait, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just didn't wait.
Okay.
So he said that he wasn't going to hold anyone back or anything. He'll say it when he's ready to say it. And he finally posted about it. Didn't even mention the Patriots or the fans or his Patriots teammates. Nothing.
I was going to ask you about that. I thought that was kind of crazy. He didn't say anything about the...
Yeah.
A friend of mine was suggesting that maybe he's going to go and sign back with the Patriots just for one day so he can retire as a Patriot. Wouldn't that be cool?
They can't do that, can they?
I mean, I don't know that they can, but if they did, boy, would that be epic, you know?
But would it?
I don't know.
No, I think
he wants nothing to do with the Patriots organization. Yeah. And it shows. Yeah. That's why
shut your mouth.
Well, I just feel like he doesn't, and it is what it is.
Living his life in Florida.
I think if Bill Belichick was no longer the head coach, it'd be more likely that he would have stayed on, or he would have said something.
Yeah,
there's
beef, right?
There's like some personal bro problems going on there. Or maybe it's with Robert Kraft. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, well, Vinny, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're over it. I'm glad you're not, eating Rocky Road ice cream by the gallon, sitting at home crying anymore. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Welcome to Wednesday, February the 2nd, 2022. First of all, of course, it is
Hump Day.
It is also Groundhog Day.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators.
You know, yes. I have a weird fascination with Groundhog Day.
Yeah, this is like one of your favorite holidays, which is so weird to me because I don't know anybody who actually considers it a holiday.
Well, it is a holiday. It's on every calendar. Is that not true? And I'll tell you what I like about it is the fact that it is so outlandish and weird. That's what I get a kick out of, is that somehow this became a tradition that's gone on for 150 years or whatever it is, that they pull this rodent out of a tree stump. And we will find out in about an hour here, a little bit after 7 o'clock Eastern, whether or not Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania sees his shadow.
Has it ever been accurate?
Yeah, it's right about 43% of the time. I was just looking
The answer is no.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as guessing. He's right about 50, a little less than 50% of the time.
I mean, 43% is less than 50.
Yeah, well, did you see most of the weathermen last week? They were about,
that's fair.
With the exception of our nor'easter Nick, about 50% of them got it wrong. It's going to be 2 inches. It's going to be 3 feet.
Do we know if they're still doing the big... I know you've always wanted to go and do that festival. Like you've wanted to go and broadcast.
Yeah, it's happening this year. Yeah.
They are, okay.
Yeah, you just have to wear a mask.
But didn't you say that the... Is your fascination of it from, I know you like weather, but does it come from that or does it come from the Bill Murray movie?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
By the way, cool seeing some clips of Bill Murray on TV last night. David Letterman celebrated the 40th anniversary of his first TV show in late night TV, and Bill was his very first guest, and then years later did the Groundhog Day movie. So that was kind of neat. He took over Seth Meyers' show, which was originally Letterman's show.
Right.
So that was, it's worth seeing on the old Peacock app if you're interested. So happy Groundhog Day. Time for pre-coffee thoughts. everybody write down just a couple of thoughts, you know, a little stream of consciousness before we officially get going this morning and we see what transpires. By the way, I think we have six more weeks of winter. I hate to say that, but I get the feeling this is just a heavy-duty winter. Okay?
Yeah, probably.
Anything that detaches from the human body instantly becomes gross. That's true. It's a fingernail or a hair or whatever it is.
This is very true.
If you're utterly embarrassed by yourself when you were younger, you are definitely growing as a person.
Okay, that's fair.
You look back at your behavior and...
Yeah, or just the way you dressed.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Vinny and your aviator glasses.
He's not embarrassed by them. He stands by them.
Technically, all national anthems are country music.
Oh, okay. All right. That one took me a second, but all right.
Yeehaw, come to the Netherlands. If a bread factory burns down at one point during the process, it can be considered a toast factory.
That's awful.
I like that.
That's awful.
36-year-old has spent 18 years as an adult, so they're an adult. Right? Am I wrong?
Vinny, did you write that one?
Adult.
Maybe.
Speaking of nails, nail clippers are one of the only tools most people are proficiently ambidextrous with.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true.
Do you have... So you're right-handed, right?
Yeah.
So does your left...
I'm amphibious.
Amphibious is different.
He's also a thespian.
Yeah. Do you have an easier time cutting your left than your right?
I struggle with both sides. I inevitably give myself hangnails.
Oh.
And I will admit this, and this is a little embarrassing. I have I've resorted to having Rochelle cut my toenails because I just can't get down there comfortably. I just can't do it. Now, I'm not afraid to cut my toenails. I know how to cut my toenails. It's just so hard to... I'm out of breath trying to... That's what happens when you get old. I start huffing and puffing trying to get down to my feet.
I just have a whole Saturday morning between you, Rick the cat, and Grayson, our five-year-old. I'm cutting everyone's nails.
Got everybody's nails.
So gross.
You're lucky Vince has never cut his nails.
Oh, that would be a rough set. That's a
Dumb and Dumber situation going on there.
Good morning. The picture for your funeral may have already been taken.
That's morbid.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Our buddy Fish, who's a radio DJ, we used to work with him out in Michigan, he has a picture of himself. I don't know if people know this, but when you come to visit a radio station, oftentimes they'll have a picture of all the DJs on the wall as you walk in the lobby.
Yeah, he
had a picture out there from when he was like, 21 or something, because he worked at the station forever. It looks like the kind of picture you'd see at a memorial.
Yeah.
That would be next to the big
cards.
Next to the big bouquet of flowers. As we remember our dearly departed friend, Eric Fish. So.
I just hope that whatever picture is used at my funeral is like very much airbrushed. So I want to look good, you know, because it's like the last picture. It's
why don't you take one now and then just do not open
it. Can I take one like 20 pounds ago? Because like that would be better.
Whatever you want. We can put up a picture of Paris Hilton if you want.
Well, no. Ew. Come on.
A husband is technically an ex-boyfriend. That's kind of interesting. Although, did you ever consider me to be your boyfriend?
We've talked about this before.
No.
Yes, I did, but I never called you my boyfriend because you were too old for that. I mean, that's just weird.
How dare you?
I'm just saying, like, after you're, 25, I feel like calling someone a boyfriend is not, like, and you don't want to say man friend, because that's weird.
By the way, you know what my favorite part of the Groundhog Day ceremony is? Is that they knock on the little tree stump that they put him in.
Like he's going to come out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he's awake. He's a groundhog. Of course he's awake.
Actually, I think groundhogs are nocturnal, aren't they?
I don't know.
They probably are waking them up.
Most parents of celebrities would be able to Google nude pictures of their children.
Oh, but why would you?
I mean, that's not true. Not every celebrity's got nude pictures out there.
Well, if you, like, I mean, there's, like, some dubbed ones,
there's
though.
Probably Photoshop pictures, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Still weird to think about, though.
You know, like Urkel's parents. Is Urkel's wiener out there? Oh, my God, yes, it is. All right, on the way this morning.
Why Urkel? All the celebrities.
I'm sorry.
Why Urkel?
On the way, of course, we got a He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50. We're talking TV today because we just finished watching that Money Heist show. 7:29:20, hashtag mom. Confessions. Elton John tickets after 9. We'll get you qualified to a whole lot more. I got to settle on that little sound effect there to kick off our CBB, the Community Bulletin Board.
That's a little pizzazz.
It's attention getting, isn't it?
I don't hate it.
And there's nothing I love more than getting attention.
I like it better than your C-bub or whatever.
Idea of calling it the C-bub. Yeah. I was just looking for an abbreviation. You know?
Oh, okay. But CBB is an abbreviation.
You know how like Vinny calls ESPN ESPN? That's what I was going for with that.
Okay.
You can send these into us. Robbie and Rochelle on the morning page, 1071theboss.com. Snazzy little page right under all DJs will pop right up. You can also send us a Facebook message, Robbie and Rochelle Facebook or the 1071 The Boss Facebook. We check them both. We love to share nice events going on around town, especially if they benefit a community organization, a charity. The 15th annual John Centner Memorial Plunge is happening Saturday the 12th from 11 to 1. Martell's Tiki Bar Point, Pleasant Beach. All the proceeds from the event benefit the Elks Camp Moore. It's a camp dedicated to helping children with developmental disabilities grow skills, both social and recreational. That's a great cause.
It is, yeah.
All the info, check out njelks.org. If you're like me, you donate $20. You don't have to jump in the water and freeze your ass off. You know what I mean?
I think we could go to this, though. That would be fun to go over there and watch everyone do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump in. I'll break out in hives, but I'll
Well, you're presently living in Point Pleasant
Beach. That's what I'm saying. It's very. So we could just walk right over.
We could probably walk if we wanted to.
Yeah.
And stop at the Tiki Bar, make a donation, not jump in the ice cold water. Although, right. You remember Nor'easter Nick said the water's about 50.
That's true.
So it's not, maybe it's gone, got a little colder since this blizzard.
I wonder if they let you wear a wetsuit to do that, or do you got to go like in your skivvies?
I don't know.
Okay.
Now, you know what? I don't mean to get on a whole other topic, but you gave me a bunch of grief about calling them underpants. Skivvies? Really? Skivvies? Frederick Dempsey, Post 266 in Neptune, is hosting a karaoke open mic night tomorrow night at 7. Bring your singing voice. It is not a competition. Bad singers are welcome to. It's all fun. NJ American Legion, Post 266.org for all the details. Kind of a long website. That's NJ American Legion, Post 266.org. And the 10th annual Great Beer Expo is happening this weekend at the Meadowlands. Over 150 beers, seminars on craft beers, silent auction on aged beers, I guess.
All the beers.
They'll have a drum corps parade. I'm not sure why, but that sounds fun.
Uh-huh.
You can also have fun playing games like the Hatchet Throw, QB Blitz, Giant Jenga, and Cornhole after you've had a few beers. What could go wrong?
Make sure you bring your pretzel necklace.
NewJersey.GreatBeerExpo.com for all the details on that. You can see whenever the boss is on tour on our page, 1071theboss.com. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, Vinny, still going on and on about how upset he is about Tom Brady. He's over the fact that he's retired, but he's still upset about the fact that he thanked the Buccaneers fans in Florida, but not the Patriots fans or the organization where, of course, he was for 20-plus seasons. So, I mean, they were paying him more money. Money talks, baby.
Were you saying
he has 9 slides on this Instagram post, and he says, I mean, to my head coach, Bruce Arians of the Buccaneers. To the city of Tampa. To all the Bucs fans. I mean, ridiculous. To my Bucs teammates. All of this crap. Nothing about the Patriots.
Do any of
now,
the slides...
he might be saving it for a different Patriots post. I don't know.
Do any of the slides have him in the Patriots gear? Because, I mean, he obviously hits nothing.
It's all Bucs.
No.
But you did say that the Bucs paid him more, right?
Well, yeah. So he... obviously, his whole career was with the Patriots. Now, he got money. It's not like they were paying him chump change.
Mm-hmm.
And he even took pay cuts throughout his career with the Patriots. So we could bring in guys and keep guys like Rob Gronkowski and stuff. So he was always doing a lot for the organization. When he finally got a chance to get something for himself, he went to Tampa Bay because they were willing to pay more.
Well, I
understand that.
That.
And I get money talks. But Tom Brady's different. I don't think that's about money or anything. I think, I hope, he's got something different planned for just Patriots
fans. So you think he's going to do a completely separate, another post, a second, by the way, I'm still retiring post, and then dedicate that one to the Patriots?
I sure hope so, because if he doesn't, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I mean, nothing. You're going to do nothing.
You know, we were, I'm going to let you behind the curtains here. We have an interview that we're airing, I think, next week with Chris Sullivan, who's one of the stars of This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
And we taped it, and then we edited it down. If you want the whole thing, it'll be on the podcast. But we'll play a little piece of it on the radio. We get done. It's like 7 or 8 minutes. And I go, was that good? You excited? She says, well, I had some other questions. You didn't give me a chance to say anything. I'm like, I'm sorry. Because you didn't raise your hand or give me the old cue that you had something else to say, so I felt bad. So I'm going to ask here, before, would Tom Brady, Vin, be your number one, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, if you get to do an interview with him?
Yeah, probably. I don't know if I'd be able to keep calm.
So the guy we're interviewing is big star on the show, and that's really what I know him from.
See, like, I didn't even know who he was.
Right.
Well, I just knew This Is Us.
You know, I was very dedicated to the show for a very long time, and then I kind of had to take a break because it's emotionally, like, exhausting.
Yeah.
The show really is. Like, it's so good, but it's exhausting. But there were a lot of questions because they're coming into the final season that I did have questions about and I wanted to know. But you did let me ask one question. I got, like, a little, like, I didn't mean to, but I could feel, you know when you get nervous, you get that like little ball in your throat and you get a little choked up and you're like, don't cry, like, don't. Like, I got nervous to the point where I almost thought I was going to cry just asking him a question.
And by the way, I didn't let you ask a question. You could ask as many questions as you like.
Well,
you just
there
didn't...
was one specific question that I really wanted to know.
Which was what?
I wanted to know if his character and the wife on his on the show, Kate, her name is Kate, if they actually get a divorce in the show. Because that's like kind of a cliffhanger from this last season. I just want to know.
That'd be a big spoiler. He's not going to tell you that.
I don't know if it's actually a spoiler, though, because I'm not into the new season. Because I haven't gotten there, but I've been reading about it. And I'm like, I got to know. Like,
so you don't know if the characters are divorced?
I don't know.
Why don't you just Google it?
Because I wanted to ask him. I had him on the phone. Like,
well, you should have raised your hand if you had a question to ask. I'll tell you, the only people I get nervous talking to, it doesn't ever faze me to interview. Even people that I'm impressed with, you know, like, you know, I'm a big Beatle fan. Mm-hmm. If I got to talk to Paul McCartney or whatever, like, that wouldn't make me nervous, per se. That when I get nervous when I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, that's fair. So I don't know why you would ever go into an interview and not know what you're talking about.
I know. I don't like to prepare anything. I like to just try and have a conversation. You know, you go into a social situation and you just say, hey, I'm Rob. How you doing? You know,
but that's different than an interview. Like, we're obviously given an interview with somebody because they are trying to promote something.
Yeah, but how hard is it to talk about the guy's television show? You go, so how
cool? Well, if you've never seen it, it could be very difficult.
I had no trouble talking to the guy about his TV show, and I don't know anything about it, nor do I care anything about it. But when you talk to somebody, you know, from the Economic Council or something, I don't know, what's the dividend and the 0.5, you know, like, I don't know anything about it. That
Who
makes me.
Who has ever asked you to do an interview for the Economics Council?
Well, I mean, I used to do a talk show, and sometimes you'd talk to these people, and they had, you know, real, actual, intelligent stuff that they, I don't know anything about. You're talking to the guy from the Oceanic Institute. Like, what do I know about bottlenose dolphins, you know?
Vinny, what would you ask Tom Brady?
Oh, gosh.
Why he didn't thank the Patriots?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Honestly? I would ask him. I love you, Tom. Do you love me?
Okay.
No,
all
I'm just
right. Okay.
Want to be my best friend?
Stop. It's Robbie Rochelle, intern Vince. This was interesting this morning on BuzzFeed. There are things that Americans do in movies or in television shows and such that confuse non-Americans, people overseas and I guess Canada and that
kind
of thing.
Okay.
And it was kind of interesting. You start reading through these and thinking about it. You go, yeah, I guess it is kind of a strange thing that if you weren't, you know, used to it, then it would be weird to you.
Sure.
For example, Americans, and you've said that I do this, Americans never say goodbye when ending a phone call.
I hate when you do that. I think, I think that's
it's rude, right?
It's rude. Like, I hate when you just hang up the phone.
I think it's an East Coast thing, because you grew up out west.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it because I'm not from the East Coast, so I feel like I'm not allowed to say that. But I swear, I think having lived here and been in Rhode Island and New York and stuff, I think it is an East Coast thing where it's just
It's
like,
not a Jersey thing. People from Jersey are very nice.
They're, like, beyond nice, but, like, the no goodbye thing
I think it's like a New England thing.
Yes.
Where I grew up.
It's so weird to me. Vinny, you grew up in Michigan, where I grew up, like, we say goodbye, right? Like, if someone's at, you're like, okay, bye, right?
Yeah, I mean, not always. I'll sometimes see
you just hang up?
I'll just say bye, but no, I don't ever just say, hang up.
Robbie will just hang up. You're like you're like mid-sentence.
I'm not
like,
mid-sentence.
What?
But if you're like, hey, I'll see you at noon. Yep, noon sounds good. Okay,
click.
And then click.
No, you won't even say okay. You'll just say, okay, noon, click.
You know what Vinny does that I like? He'll do this number. All right, Vinny, so we'll record that with this celebrity at this time. He goes, aight. That's his go-to. Aight. He even texts it, I-G-H-T, aight.
Aight.
And he makes it a capital I-H-T.
At least you know he's listening to you in here. I hate when you don't say goodbye. It's just rude. Like, how do you know I was done talking?
I think I referenced this earlier. Speaking of New England, we were talking about how depressed he is about Tom Brady eating ice cream out of a tub when you're sad. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's not any kind of thing, you know, any kind of fat-ass behavior is something that... Non-Americans don't too, yeah. Not taking off your shoes when entering a house. Oh, I know that's traditional, I think, in like Japan. You know, you go in there, you're supposed to take your shoes off. But I don't know about other countries. You don't picture British people taking their shoes off. They're very formal.
Yeah, they are formal. They are. You're right. Even when we watch like The Crown, they don't take their shoes off.
Drinking alcohol out of red Solo cups. You know, the plastic cups.
America.
Having bread with every meal.
That's not a
thing. I think that's my people that came up with that.
I think that's an Italian thing.
We're all about the carbs. Okay? Leaving your kids' room the same for years and years after they've moved out of their childhood home. That is kind of creepy. It's like a shrine to your kids.
Or it's that you have so much crap that you won't let your mom get rid of, so she just shoves it all up there, because I think that's more of your case.
Maybe all parties involved are just lazy.
Yeah.
Kids getting served food at school. Not a thing that happens in other countries.
Really?
You know, they have breakfast and lunch for kids. Doesn't happen overseas.
They don't?
No.
That's so weird. Okay.
How come in movie, this is funny, this is a person from Belfast saying, how come Americans in movies in a life and death situation always go, quick, call 911? They don't have 911 over there, I guess.
Or it's funny because why are you saying quick call? Why don't you just call?
Like, there's a guy, I don't know where he's from, but he writes, why would you put your phone number on a bathroom wall and say for a good time call? No woman who would write her phone number on a bathroom wall would I ever call. Well, I don't think it's the woman that's, it's one dude telling another dude, you know.
Is that what that is?
I mean, I guess.
Have you ever called one of those
numbers? No, of course not.
Vinny, have you ever called one of those numbers? But... Have you ever written one of those numbers?
Okay, a few times.
Halloween. That's it, just Halloween. That's not a thing.
That's not a thing?
Not really.
You know,
Thanksgiving, Halloween is something we all do here. I think they have, there's the Day of the Dead in Mexico and that kind of thing, but it's a little, you know, the pumpkins and the ghosts and all of that is kind
really?
Of
a, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay.
Commercials for erectile dysfunction and other prescription drugs.
America.
Yeah. Hello, I'm a Latin lover. I have no need for your Cialis. Why does every American seem to have a bag of frozen peas ready if they hurt their foot or their knee or something like that?
Yeah, that's true.
Don't they eat the peas in America? Comparing everything to the size of a football field. I have no idea how big a football field is. Is it the same size as a football field?
I think it is, actually.
We get it. You play soccer. We get it. We understand.
They're different sizes.
Are they different sizes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's bigger? Is it an American football field bigger than a soccer field?
I actually don't know that. All I know is the American football field's 100 yards long.
I'll tell you what. I'm not a big football guy, but I would watch it more often on TV if they hired the announcers from the... You know, the European soccer leagues.
They get so excited.
Like, that would be pretty, that'd be pretty cool if they could bring that into, like, golf, for example. Let's get them to do the PGA tournament. And here comes Tiger Woods for the shot. Goal! It's so exciting, isn't it? I love that.
I should correct myself. Football field's 100 yards long from end zone to end zone.
Oh, all right.
He's got to make sure he's got it right.
Well, I'll let you tweet back at this person from Ireland or whatever that had a question about it. These are programming notes, if you've missed our recent conversations with former Eagle Don Felder or with Constantine Morales from Rock of Ages on Broadway and American Idol, we've got those posted on demand section. Robbie and Rochelle Page, 1071theboss.com, part of our podcast. Upcoming guests include Friday comedian New Jersey's own Anthony Rodia.
Yes.
Will be on. He was born, I think, up in New York, but he lives in Jersey now. Very funny guy. Yes. Talks about growing up Italian American. So if, like me, you grew up that way, I think you'll get a kick out of him. We'll talk to Chris Sullivan from the show This Is Us, now in their final season. And just in time for Valentine's Day. We have a sex doctor, Laura Korn, will be checking in. Just come with a couple of the celebrity guests checking in. Not on the show today, Puxatawny Phil.
And I'm sorry. Well, didn't we hear the other day that he passed away?
No, that was one of the there's rodents all over the country. One Mel.
I was confused.
Jersey Mel died.
I was confused how that was going to happen today because he passed away. I don't know.
And I imagine if something should happen to Puxatawny Phil, they have a stand-in ready to go.
That doesn't seem right. Is he fully trained to do what he needs to do? Is there a second string here?
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Uh-huh. You're not trained to do anything.
He just stands there.
The guy in the top hat with the gloves is the one that really makes a decision whether or not he sees a shadow,
well,
you know?
What if something happens to him?
I just imagine it's like the House of Windsor, you know?
House of Windsor.
There's an order of succession, you know? Like what happens if Queen Elizabeth dies, God forbid, we get Charles. It's the same thing with the groundhog. And by the way,
do they have to be descendants of the original?
I think they do.
Really?
By the way, Charles has about the same size ear as Puxatawny Phil.
Stop it.
So my guess is no one from the House of Windsor on the show anytime soon. Remember we used to have a British correspondent?
Yes, Nigel Buttersworth.
We'd cut him out for budget purposes. You know. Tightening the belt a little bit here.
It's a good thing, yeah.
Time for hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, we search that hashtag, both on our social media outlets and out there on the interwebs, and we share stories from moms and people that see moms and people that have a mom just like this.
This is such a coincidence. Abby Jones says, hear me out, great British bake-off, but you pair every contestant with a three-year-old who really wants to help.
They got the kid bakers on the Food Channel, don't they?
Yeah, but I think what she is saying is to have your toddler try to help you bake, like especially a three-year-old, It's not fun. So I think it would cause, even to a professional baker who's on the Great British Bake Off, it would cause mass confusion.
Who's that baby that you watch at Cooks? Is it Toby?
Oh, yes.
Kobe?
Kobe. Kobe. He's so cute.
Rochelle sit there. She'll watch a six-minute video of this kid. He's just sitting there going, bop, 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 bop. Like he's not cooking anything.
He does not. He's so cute.
But okay.
At Anxious Panda said, I witnessed a father-son bonding moment, but actually it was just my husband teaching my son the wrong way to load the dishwasher.
I myself have been called an anxious panda.
Yeah. Have you? By who?
You don't know.
At Mary Fairy Boberry said, you can have a good day with your teen, or you can ask them to dress warm. You can't have both.
You can't have both.
What is with that? Lola, our 11-year-old, does that. She's like, I just want a sweater. I'm like, it's two out. What do you mean you just want a sweater? Put on some gloves. I don't
know. Is she going to grow up to be one of those people who wears shorts and flip-flops?
I don't get that.
And a blizzard.
Why don't you want to be warm?
There's always one guy or one girl. Hashtag mom.
Confession.
Send them in. Use that hashtag. We'll find them. We share them every morning here, 720 and 920, so you might hear yours. We took a poll, I think it was last week, about whether or not to change or amend or expand the swath of hashtag mom
confessions
that we do every day at 720 and 920. And by the way, that is a love or hate thing. We've had people say that they get a kick out of us whispering like that. Other people think it's irritating.
And they have no idea what we're saying.
And that's fair. Or they have no idea what we're saying and they're wondering why we're whispering, which I would think would be irritating.
How did that even start? Why did we even do that?
The confessions thing?
No, the confessions.
Yeah, I don't know, because it sounds like it's a secret or something.
Just did it one
That's
day?
Why we use the Unsolved Mysteries music behind it.
Oh, okay.
I guess. But we did a poll and it was about a 50-50 split, whether or not, actually slightly in favor of keeping it. Mm-hmm. So today we will again have mom confessions for you. We have them every single day at 720 and 920. But we did get a good suggestion here, and we got a phone call about it as well. So the idea that this person had is that we do road confessions, or road rage confessions, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So do you have a confession of something you saw on the road, something you did on the road that was craziness?
Yeah.
And this is this person left this phone call saying, hey, I think it should be road rage confessions, and I got to tell you, I'm so sick of bad drivers, and here you go. This was the call.
I am so sick of these dickwad assholes, non-knowing how to drive turds.
What?
That come and live here, and these assholes, they're in the, far left lane, decide they want to move 4 to 5 lanes over to exit at the last minute, nearly clipping you, nearly hitting you, expecting you to stop, slow down, and, I'm sorry that you're a dumbass that doesn't know how to drive or know where to exit, and you want to cut me off at the last minute because, your life, your event, wherever you need to go is so much more important than my life.
All right, I got to pause the phone call here. This is a voicemail. We really do check our messages.
Yeah, we do.
774-4444 all the time. They get left for us and get sent to our voicemail if you want to call. Anyhow, do I not say that all the time?
You do.
When someone cuts it, look at this person. I'm sorry, Your Highness.
Got somewhere to be.
Right?
Somewhere more important to be.
Clearly, what you're doing is so much more important than, and of course, you know that I think everything I'm doing is very important.
Of course.
So when I see someone else behave this way, I'm like, must be very important, Your Honor.
See, that doesn't even bother me. What bothers me is
I know exactly what you're going to say.
What are you going to say?
When there is a right lane closed in a mile and a half.
Yes.
Why don't you just merge now and then we could all just go?
We can all go. Don't go. Don't be that jerk that goes to the very end and then puts your blinker on and expects me to let you in.
But here's
not
where you
freaking
and I.
Happening.
If you and I are being honest, if we could grow as individuals, both of us are guilty of this. When someone does that and we see them, if we're in the position, we do everything we can not to let them
100%
in. 100%.
So because
we're making the situation worse for everybody. And you're right.
I don't care.
But two wrongs do not make a right.
Well, they do for me.
Here's a little bit more of that phone call.
Don't let these little things get to you, but f*** them.
Whoa.
They're going to hit us, the innocent ones that are driving, doing what we're supposed to be doing. After the last minute, it irritates my soul. Oh, my God.
It irritates my soul. I like that.
I like that.
Wish I had a laser beam horn, and just stupid drivers just honk, and it would just blow my...
Wow.
Wow.
So what do you think of that? Road rage confessions?
That's really fun, and I think that everybody has... You know, every day we're all driving, so you're kind of experiencing the road, and all every day there's something that annoys you when you're in the, especially with the snow on the ground and you know, the big trucks that swerve past you because they're a lot bigger than you, and I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. And I will have to tell you, as someone who's semi-new to the area still, the roads here are a little different for me. Yeah. Like, I'm used to being able to, like, in Michigan, we'd have, you could, there was the Michigan left. That's what you would, that's what it was called, which you'd never heard of, but you could turn left anywhere. Like, no. Here, you got to go a mile and a half out of the way.
Here's something that happens to you when you do this for a living. You move from city to city. You're a little bit of a vagabond. I'm kind of like, I'm like the touring company of Chicago on Broadway, okay? And you find that every place you go, they all have their own weird little quirks and little things. And they all think that they're way, like there's the, you know, and everybody from Michigan thinks that everything Michigan is the only way. Okay?
Oh, no, I don't think it's the only way, but I do think that it is kind of ridiculous.
But
to
when
have
you
to
see
go,
anything
if
different.
If you miss your turn to go into that building, you can't just turn around. You got to go like a mile out of your way around the jug handle, and good luck with that.
More time to listen to 107.1 The Boss. So, you know, it all works out. More time listening to entertaining content and music here on the radio. Before we move on from this, this is not a suggestion to do a confession sort of thing, but we did get another voicemail, and this was someone that's upset that we're not playing. It's the number one song in the world, by the way. We're not playing that song, We Don't Talk About Bruno. Now, my guess is that I've read some articles about this, but how it's number one is from that Disney movie,
it's from
Encanto. And it's kind of like a kid's song, you know,
it
like
is.
Let It Go.
Yeah.
So I guess a lot of radio stations that play new music, we don't play new music here. We play classic hits, classic rock.
Right.
But they left a message. So I want to know why your radio station. So my guess is like the Encanto fan club left messages for all sorts of radio stations.
Okay.
And we got a message here. This person just saying, will you please play the song? It'll make us so happy. So I thought I would go ahead. I don't know about the top 40 station, but we're going to play a little bit of We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto. Here it is. Well, now I know why they're not playing the song. Hey.
It,
not
no?
exactly Disney's finest moment. It's not When You Wish Upon a Star,
you
okay?
You don't think so?
It's just all right,
okay.
But don't say we didn't play it. You get a little bit of it right here. As you know, you can keep connected with us anytime on the socials, or maybe you don't know. Just search Robbie and Rochelle on Facebook, on SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a little thumbs up, a little like. Should pop right up. We've seen a nice surge this week.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for listening. All right, a couple of things trending this morning we thought you needed to know to be in the know. We call it Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Number five to number one. Number one, there's a new study that shows that women will fake orgasms to make men feel more masculine. Also, women who make more money than their partners are twice as likely to quote-unquote fake it.
Interesting.
Oh, God. Oh.
Sorry, are we still in the air here? Are we canceled? Was that Meg Ryan? I think that's what that was.
I'm guessing I'll have what she's having, yes.
I have to admit, I think that probably is true. It does make you feel more masculine when you feel as though your partner is satisfied.
Oh, sure.
Would you not agree?
Sure, absolutely.
Is this true for women as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want your guy to be satisfied.
Yeah, but you don't want him to. I think men enjoy women making those little baby noises.
Of course they do.
Whereas I'm not sure that a woman would want a guy to be grunting and moaning like a caveman.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the situation.
Like an airport bathroom.
Not like in a gross fashion. That's not. But I mean,
I'll take you down to the 7-Eleven bathroom.
Ew, no. But, to have a loving embrace, I think that that's okay. I don't know.
You wouldn't want me doing baby sounds, would you?
What is it? Like what?
Ooh.
Ew. Is that what guys like?
I don't know. It's weird. But when a woman does it, it's sexy. Isn't that kind of a funny thing?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know that I would ever call that baby sounds. That's weird.
You don't understand men at all, do you?
I guess not.
We're very, very stupid.
Well, that I know.
Number two, Kate Hudson getting offers to make an album after her performance on Jimmy Fallon's show. That's My Jam. People thought she was that good. I mean, she's okay.
I mean, it helps that you're Kate Hudson and your parents are also famous, but
kind of sounds like every at-work karaoke party I've ever been to, but
yeah.
I guess it was all right.
Good for her.
Good for you.
When you sing, you have the personality of a candle.
Number three, Antonio Brown's glove from that tirade during the Bucks and Jets game is now being auctioned off. It's going for just over $1,000. It's got the blacked out Raiders logo on it. Now, when I saw this happen, I think I mentioned this, I thought he had a sock hanging on his butt. But in fact, he had wrapped his shirt up and put it on his belt.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because he took his uniform off, and I'm like, why does he have his sock hanging out of his butt?
You thought he was totally naked, and was clinching it with his cheeks.
That's what I thought. Because they had the footage from the sky cam.
Now, do you think the glove, do you think it would go for more if that had been the case?
Probably. Again, men are stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
Number four, case in point here, Nick Cannon expecting baby number 8 with his fifth baby mama, Bree Tiese.
Who's your daddy?
Nick says not to worry. All of his children are intentionally conceived. So he's just glutton for punishment is what you're telling me.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't understand what he is doing here. Like, why are you doing that? You clearly can't be with all of these women. And now you have all these babies that are under the age of like 3 years old.
So there's a good question for you. You think people would be raising an eyebrow as much if he just had 8 kids with the same woman? Or if it's a fact
well,
that he can't?
Well, it wouldn't be physically possible because he's had so many that a woman couldn't possibly conceive.
Over
I'm serious.
A short period of time?
Yes. And I know he just lost a baby, which is so awful.
It is.
And so I'm like, are you grieving? Like, why are you doing this? Like, This is not conducive to a good childhood for any of these children. Granted, I know you're rich, but like dad's not going to
be. Yeah, I was
going
to say, his kids are going to be just fine.
I know, but like dad is not going to be around because he's got to go to 8 different houses. Like, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, your time is up. Dad has to go to the next house.
It's like
Mr. Cannon, come with us.
Sister wives, but worse.
Maybe he's trying out for the next e-reality show.
I guess.
Get the old Kardashian time slot.
Maybe.
And number 5, there's a new study looked at old sayings that are being used less and less and probably are going to go extinct. 56% of people under 50 say they have never used expressions including flash in the pan, dead as a doornail, steal my thunder, it's raining cats and dogs, and be there or be square. As you know, all of those are my repertoire.
Yes.
So I will single-handedly keep them alive.
Be there or be square.
On this very radio broadcast, ooh, and a bonus story for you. There's a funeral home in Russia, and just right there, how awful a thought is that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's not where you want to be.
No, not at all.
They have hired lingerie models to lay in the caskets and have posted these pictures on the mortuary's website.
Why?
As a way to entice people to buy these caskets and use the service. In other words, you're going to look this good. I guess, if you buy from us.
This goes back to the whole theme of this Fast Five, that men are stupid.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding me?
Men are very stupid.
I'm going to buy this one because, you know, she was hot. What?
I can't tell you, though, you know, growing up, all the old ladies would talk about somebody and say, you know, she looked better than when she was alive.
Yeah, but they're not going to look like a lingerie model.
No,
it doesn't matter what you do.
Well, yeah. They have hired, by the way, a 29-year-old social media manager who came up with the idea. Her boyfriend is the 35-year-old funeral director.
Is her name Mackenzie?
My guess is yes. Her name is Mackenzie. She is from Russia. Put on the lingerie, get in the box.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, you're wearing lingerie or not, if you're in Russia and someone tells you get in the box, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Also, lingerie in Russia, it's real cold there.
Somebody call NATO. All right, this is what we need NATO to go in and take care
of. There you go.
Is there still a NATO? I don't know if there is
or not. I don't
know. All right, Wednesday, world-famous celebrity birthday file. Christy Brinkley, 68 today. Dog the Bounty Hunter is celebrating. So is Graham Nash. Tommy Smothers of the Smothers Brothers, 85 today. I got to interview him a couple of years ago. He is still a very funny guy, very sure. It is the anniversary of Groundhog Day, the very first Groundhog Day, 135 years ago in 1887. And happy birthday to Grand Central. It opened in New York 109 years ago, back in 1913.
Oh.
In addition to the groundhog, today is National Tater Tot Day. So when you realize men are stupid, ladies, when you know men are stupid and there's 6 more weeks of winter, have some taters.
There you go.
You might not look like a lingerie model when you're in a box, but at least you'll be happy.
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
We've just finished recently watching that show Money Heist. I know we've talked about it quite a bit. And it's rare that there's a show that is currently on the air that I find myself getting sucked into.
It was so good.
It was excellent. And we might need to go back and watch it with the actual actors' voices. We watched the overdub.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because it's in Spanish and I have very basic. ¿Cómo te llamas? Hola.
El baño.
And biblioteca. I got
mucho margarita, por favor.
I got very limited understanding of the fine Spanish language.
No, I really do wish I had more, because I would like to be able to watch it and understand it. But I've heard that it gives it kind of a different dynamic if you watch it, you know, overdubbed like we did, as opposed to the actors' actual voices.
Although this is not like those old kung fu movies where the overdubbing is ridiculous.
No, you can't even tell, really.
Now I don't know that I could hear any other actor but the voices.
See,
from the show.
That's the thing. I think people who watched it and read the subtitles could never watch it overdubbed, because they heard one voice and we heard another. But either way, the show, I did not anticipate loving it, was fantastic.
I don't even know how we picked it. I guess it just looked like this is trending. That seems, it's an interesting premise. The premise is that a group of bank robbers take over the Bank of Spain,
mm-hmm.
and then the Mint of Spain in the first season, I think it was.
But right.
Anyhow, each of the robbers has a code name,
mm-hmm.
which is a city, a world city.
Yes.
Denver, Cincinnati, Rio, Tokyo, right?
Mm-hmm. Berlin,
And we were thinking, if you were going to name yourself after a city, you're going to change your name, or you're going to have your own code name.
Yeah.
You're going to go in a heist.
Ooh.
What name would you choose?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of an interesting thought?
I think that there's a lot of city names that would be great names just to have. Like Amsterdam would be such a fun name to be like, my name's Amsterdam.
See, it's funny you say that. I immediately picture Seth Rogen.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because they're known for their...
What if I say Athens?
Picture the dad from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Put some Windex on it.
Yeah. What about you? What would you choose? Any idea?
I'd probably choose something kind of bougie like Manhattan.
See, I think I'd go with Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi?
Yeah.
How about Seegert? No? I love this.
They never said it had to be a major city.
Right.
It could just be a small town.
Why not?
I have to find some small little town that's got... There's a Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Salem would be a good one. That would be a great name.
That makes me think of the cat from that teenage
witch show. Well, see, that me too, but I like that. So.
Chicago.
Would be a great name.
That's kind of a cool name.
Rome.
Okay.
Rome, yeah. No.
Trying to think of some other way. Beaumont.
Beaumont?
It's in Texas. I'm thinking all Texas names. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Is that it?
So if you were going to change your name, much like this TV show, to a, you know, a code name
mm-hmm.
of a city or a town or a village, which would you choose? That's your he said.
She said.
774-4444. That's 774-4444. You can text us or call us at that number, or answer under the handy-dandy little graphic Rochelle has made on Facebook, and those answers are next. All right, just underway with this morning's he said.
She said.
Today, we're talking about TV shows, specifically the Money Heist TV show, because the bank robbers on the show, it doesn't matter if you've seen it or not, they all have pseudonyms. They all have nom de oise of cities.
Wow. Good word.
And so we were curious, if you were going to change your name to a city or have a alias,
mm-hmm.
check into a hotel under an assumed name, have it be a city name, what would you choose?
Jenny said Acapulco or Honolulu.
I love Acapulco. That's a great...
Honolulu would be fun, too.
Yeah,
Honolulu.
Honolulu, I guess.
Jared said, I think Jerusalem would be a cool name, or Manchester.
Or Manchester. Okay, Manchester. Okay.
And Corey said, definitely Bangkok.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner right there. Why didn't I think of that? Line number two. Hi there.
London.
That's a classic.
Right. Mysterious, foggy. Yes.
Foggy. That's right. All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go back to line three.
That's a good one. I like this city because it's kind of a name that I wouldn't mind naming my kid or something like that. Carson. Carson City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carson's a cool name.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Talk about aging yourself. It makes me think of Johnny Carson, but there you go.
Johnny Carson was the best in talk, man. He was the best one ever.
Well, we're going to be friends, you and me.
I think we will. I think we are.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for being there. A couple more answers coming up. You can also text us 774-4444 at that number, or call us, or get us on Facebook. You're going to change your name. You're going to use an assumed name, an alias. It has to be a city, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they do on that TV show on Netflix, Money Heist. What would you choose? A couple more answers on the way. He said.
She said.
It's he said. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Hello.
Good evening.
This is Raquel Murillo, inspector in charge of negotiations. Who's this?
The man in charge of the heist.
He has a voice changer.
I'm cleaning up the signal. So, how are your colleagues doing?
So, there's a little piece of Money Heist.
Oh, so good.
You want to watch it again when you see the clip, don't you?
It's so good.
It's over on Netflix, big phenomena. But I got to think, because each of the bank robbers has a pseudonym they use, that they name themselves after cities. I think we mentioned there was Berlin and Tokyo
mm-hmm.
and
Rio.
Helsinki.
Oh, yes.
And there's a whole bunch of them, right? Nairobi. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to name yourself after a city, a little assumed name, what would you choose? And what does it say maybe about your personality?
Lee said Orlando.
Okay.
All right. Nick said Phoenix or Berlin. And Savannah said, I have three kids named after cities, London, Nashville, and Phoenix.
I just feel bad. They're going to get made fun of in school.
You think?
Yeah.
I think those are cute
I mean,
names.
Phoenix, I guess, is sort of a name that I've heard out there.
See, I would have said London is a name that was the most common of those three.
London? Who do you know named London?
I have two people that I know in my
face. First name?
Their kids' names are London, yeah.
Is this just a thing with Gen X moms that I don't know or millennial moms that I just don't know about?
Maybe.
London.
See, Phoenix to me, I think of like a Phoenix bird, and I feel like it's a little obnoxious.
Yeah, but there's like the actor, Phoenix somebody.
But that's Joaquin Phoenix. That's his last name.
Oh, there's River Phoenix. I guess River Phoenix was also the last
name. Right. Yeah. So as your first name, okay. It seems a little obnoxious. But
I never heard anybody named Nashville either.
Yeah, that's true.
That sounds like somebody that's like really into country music. You're like, what up? Look at Nashville over here.
He's probably a rock fan.
Look at Nashville over here with the cowboy hat. Let's grab one more call. This is line three.
I would absolutely pick Chicago. Huh. I think it sounds like a great name. And it gives off the vibe of a classy, chic, beautiful girl that's just the right size.
I feel like your hair...
Not too big, not too small.
Right.
It's perfect.
I was going to say, I feel like your hair might be frizzy, you know, because it's the Windy City also, so I don't know.
Oh, that's true. That is true. That is true. But it sounds cool, right? Chicago.
All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. You can still text us or get us on Facebook. Kind of a fun one today. Mm-hmm. You're going to change your name to that of a city, like on that TV show Money Heist everybody's been buzzing about. What would you choose? He said...
She said...
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by Deluxe Car Care, LLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.